Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Cynthia Sosa. It's great to be back for this new year, and I thought I'd jump it off with a good friend of mine, Mr. Doug Kemper, the executive director for the Medicine Park Aquarium and Natural Sciences Center. And it's been about 10 years since we have talked, Doug. It's great to have you here in the studio again.
Well, it's great to be here, and it has been too long.
When we first talked, the Natural Sciences Center and Aquarium was a dream. It was just something on paper, really. And now it's an actual physical reality building.
And we've been open 2.5 years, opened in 2017. It seems like a long time, but I had the good fortune of being the founding director of several major aquariums, as you may recall.
Seattle
Aquarium and Moody Gardens in Galveston and the Oklahoma Aquarium in Jinx.
Right, in New York.
And was curator of the New York Aquarium. And the only reason I mentioned that is that in all those facilities, in fact, the Oklahoma Aquarium in Jinx took nearly 18 years from conception to opening. And the others in Seattle and Moody Gardens, even though all the monies were in place, it still took 4 to 6 years to design and build. So our institution here, the Medicine Park Aquarium and Natural Sciences Center, as you said, we met and talked 10 years ago, had our first fundraiser in 2010, opened in 2017. So really it's just a little over 6 years to not only design and program and do a master plan, but to raise the funds, then construct it and open it. So it's really a fast track compared to other institutions and the time it takes to design and build.
Wow. And the time that it's taken to get everything done, I think it just shows the support of the community. The community really came together, got that fundraising done.
Really did. We formed a 501c3 not-for-profit, and we were able to raise all the funds locally. And we brag that no general tax funds were utilized. Now, we got some grants from agencies, but most of the money is from private individuals and private foundations to capitalize the institution. A major contributor, as we might guess, in Lawton is the McMahon Foundation, and they essentially funded the entire aquarium building. The McCaslin Foundation in Duncan funded the River Otter exhibit, which is scheduled for opening in another month or two.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the mission.
Well, the mission is bring science and nature together and people, a compelling family attraction and a wholesome setting that families can have a good time and their kids can learn and have fun. And also then to bring science and nature to our school kids and their parents, folks of all levels.
Absolutely. And right here in our backyard,
in
Southwest Oklahoma.
We mentioned the Oklahoma Aquarium and others, and I often mention that I'll brag we have a first-rate aquarium in Jinx since I was the founding director there. But we also have two fine zoological parks. In fact, I started my career at the Oklahoma City Zoo in charge of the reptile department many, many years ago, in the mid-60s, after graduating with an AA degree from Cameron Junior College.
Yes.
Went to Oklahoma City and worked at the zoo for a number of years there in charge of the reptile department. So we have a fine zoo in Oklahoma City, and Tulsa has a fine zoo, and we have a great Museum of Natural History at OU in the Noble Museum. But we don't have that sort of thing in Southwest Oklahoma until now. We have an aquarium, a native wildlife zoo, aquarium, botanical garden, and science center. So that sort of encompasses, I think, the mission statement.
Okay. So the quail exhibit is something new that's opened.
Yes.
The otter exhibit that will be opening soon. Yes. Let's talk about both of those, and then let's tell people what else they can expect to see at the aquarium and natural sciences complex.
The Quail Encounter is a brand new exhibit that opened middle of last month. It's a walk-through aviary with 200 white quail that folks can feed to quail. It is called a Quail Encounter. And it was sponsored and funded by the Arvest Foundation. So we're really, really thankful and happy that Arvest came forward and sponsored that exciting new exhibit so kids can go in and have an encounter with quail.
The quail
were donated also by Bob and Connie Nadu, the 777 Quail Farm out of Indiahoma that raise about 30,000 birds a year. We call them a conservation partners, along with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation and a private organization called Quail Forever. Coming up is an exhibit that I think everyone is anticipating, the River Otter Habitat, and that's funded by the McCaslin Foundation out of Duncan. And so it's a McCaslin Foundation river otter habitat. And there's an underwater view. There's an overflow waterfall with a stream. And otters, they're very active animals, so it should be a lot of fun. We haven't announced the actual date, but we're looking at late February, early March.
Okay.
And,
and
in the summertime, we have our turtle town, where the kids of all ages can feed the turtles. That's always a big hit. We opened recently a touch tank. The Joyce family here in Lawton and their children sponsored a touch tank and an octopus exhibit. We have long-term plans for a marine science center, eventually sharks and stingrays, and a big touch tank tide pool gallery with all sorts of seawater, saltwater creatures. Let me think about how we incorporate that into what's now a freshwater aquarium emphasizing fishes of Oklahoma. And I thought, you know, we could put an octopus exhibit next to a tide pool touch tank and be a big hit. So that's what we did, and it opened last summer. It's a great phase one of our Marine Science Center. The electric eel demonstrations, we have an electric eel show where we feed the electric eel. There are two electrodes in the tank that pick up this electrical shock that these animals put out, and that's connected to some strobe lights and a amplifier, so you get this electrical buzz sound and the lights flash. It's a great show. People love it. And then we talk about how there are about five families of fish that have measurable electrical generating capability, electric eel being the most powerful one.
Sure.
But as part of our ichthyology, our science education programs, where through entertainment, with this great fun, we can talk about the science and biology of these creatures.
Well, we talked about quite a bit, but I want to get in what the future of the center looks like.
Well,
you've done so much within the last few years.
Well, we mentioned 10 years ago when we first talked in the master plan, and the design was a native wildlife zoo, aquarium, botanical garden, and science center. So we have an earth sciences building plant, a geology with emphasis on the Wichita Mountains and the geology of Oklahoma. We have a space sciences pavilion plant. Those are very exciting programs we're looking forward to. But again, being a native wildlife zoo, aquarium, botanical garden, the aquarium and botanical garden were phase one, and while they'll continue to expand, we have about 25 major exhibits that were designed as part of the master plan. So they're already been designed. And the plan is to have one of those exhibits come online every 1.5 to 2 years. So that's a 50-year capital expansion marketing plan. So the point being there is that it's always fresh and new.
Sure. As we prepare to wrap things up, what else would you like to share with us today?
Oh, I'd just like to encourage your listeners to visit the aquarium, support our local attractions for everybody. Come see the new quail exhibit and then come back for the otter exhibit. And we'll also be opening, because we had an opportunity to get some animals from Fort Sill, we've accelerated our coyote and our bobcat exhibit. And they'll be opening sometime in the next several months, too.
Oh, wow.
So they're under construction as we speak. So I always got something new to do. And, of course, when the spring comes around in late April and certainly in May, all the wildflowers that we've planted and the ones that grow naturally. I've counted 63 species of wildflower that grow naturally in the garden area. But we also have 33 raised beds that we plant every year. So in April and May and then throughout the growing season, there's always a riot of color with the wildflowers. And that garden was sponsored by the Terry K. Bell Memorial Trust. Again, I just bring that up in the saying that we've got great community support and sponsorship.
Absolutely.
So everybody needs to come out and see what sponsors have helped us build.
Indeed. They had to have a mastermind. We appreciate everything that you've done to bring value to our community. So thank you so much.
Well, you bet. Couldn't do it without folks like you and your support. And I have to add my wonderful staff and our board members.
Absolutely.
We don't have time to mention everybody.
Well, let's give some contact information before we sign off.
We have, you know, a Facebook and an Instagram and others that you can go and find out. I know there's regular events announced on and activities announced on Facebook. and our website, just type in Medicine Park Aquarium.
That's right.
And
it'll come right up.
MPMNS.org. And that stands for the Medicine Park Museum of Natural Sciences.
Well, Doug, it's been my pleasure to have you here in the studio to talk about the Natural Science Center and aquarium where people
it's
are
a great
enjoying.
Place to come, and I can't wait to get you out there again.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Well, you're more than welcome.